At the World Meeting of Families, the only panel touching on the topic of homosexuality sticks to the traditional party line.
My mom and I are completely committed to the Catholic Church's teaching on human sexuality.
That's Ron Belgau. He's speaking on behalf of Catholics who choose to be celibate. Since the Church only condones sex among married couples and the Church opposes same-sex marriage, celibacy is the only official option for gay and lesbian Catholics. WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports that being excluded from the Catholic Convention has not stopped Catholics with non-traditional sexual or gender identities from trying to be heard during the Pope's visit.
There are a lot of religious pilgrims in or heading to Philadelphia right now.
Hi, how are you?
Some are coming to have a spiritual moment. Others want to influence church policy.
Hello, my name is Nicole Santa Maria from El Salvador.
Santa Maria is joining 14 pilgrims organized by Equally Blessed, a Catholic group committed to equality for LGBTQI people in the church. The Q and the I in that growing umbrella term stand for queer and intersex. Together with a coalition of gay Catholic organizations, Equally Blessed is putting on its own conference to showcase voices left out of the World Meeting of Families.
The point to have the Lord's love in our life is to create the spaces that people can be happy being themselves.
Being themselves means not calling sex and relationships between same-sex couples a sin. It also means defining gender less strictly. So far, the Catholic Church has not adopted those messages. When Pope Francis famously said, "Who am I to judge gay people seeking God with goodwill?" in 2013, many seized on the phrase as a harbinger of change in the church.
Of course, you know, we haven't seen that.
That's Marianne Duddy Burke, executive director of LGBTQI Catholic group Dignity USA.
In fact, we've seen Pope Francis continue to work against same-sex marriage, to say that it's a threat to the family, to say that same-sex couples shouldn't be allowed to have or adopt children.
At the World Meeting of Families itself, organizers denied an application from Fortunate Families, a group for Catholic parents of LGBTQI children. Earlier this year, the Vatican ruled a Spanish trans man couldn't become his nephew's godparent. At the parish level, individual churches may welcome same-sex couples or gender non-conforming people, while others may villainize or exclude them from taking sacraments.
You know, I've been with friends at funerals and heard the priest say, if you're a homosexual, don't come to communion.
And she says official church documents send mixed signals. In a letter to bishops from 1986, then-Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger called homosexuality theologically and morally wrong. But the man who became Pope Benedict XVI also condemned violence against gay people and admitted their need for spiritual care.
And in some ways, that's very representative of the whole struggle of the church, you know, the pastoral and the dogmatic.
In other words, minister to the person first or enforce the rule of Catholic law. Rick Henshaw is director of communications for the Catholic League of Religious and Civil Rights, a group that has railed against LGBTQI Catholic organizations. He has another take.
Nobody is excluded from the faith, but that does not mean that any behavior that we'd like to engage in is acceptable.
He says Pope Francis is merely highlighting existing parts of church doctrine, not changing it. And for some LGBTQI Catholics, that means continuing a tenuous relationship with a church that they love, but that doesn't always claim them. Michael Rocks runs the local chapter of Dignity USA, which is forced to meet in an Episcopal church because a Catholic church won't host them.
Well, first of all, I was born a Catholic and I was raised a Catholic, and it's my church. And I'm not going to be put out of my own church.
He says, for the Pope's visit, he's leaving the activism to the national groups.
After this is all done and the Pope is gone and everybody else is done, we're still a community of gay and lesbian Catholics here in Philadelphia, meeting the spiritual and religious needs of our congregation.
At a meeting of bishops last year called a synod, some members tried to adopt more inclusive language about gay people into church documents, to no avail. That topic is expected to be revisited at the next synod in October. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benshoff.